Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress, always evolving. It's homegrown, homemade radio. A home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. You're invited to come along on this journey of musical exploration. Well, hello and welcome to program number 528 of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick and the Thrift Shop is open for your musical pleasure. If you're new to the Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. Radio Thrift Shop has been broadcast since 2011. I don't like to do a whole lot of announcing. It's all about the music and discovery. Sometimes there's an overarching theme to the hour and sometimes it's a free-form journey. The show changes and evolves over time, and it will always be a DIY, homegrown production. Well, this week I wanted to do something a little bit different. Inspired by a new release from Numero Group, they put out this amazing compilation called New Leaf. It looks like a cigarette pack, a menthol cigarette pack. And they do a bit of a mashup of new age, jazz, and pop music. And they kind of call it smooth jazz, and I know smooth jazz is a genre, so we're going to delve down the road of smooth jazz, just maybe a little meandering around a little bit. Let's start off with Donald Byrd and Kofi. Thank you.
you know, it seems these days that love just seems to be a phase. It's hard to never feel so all
Well, that's the band Windrose from a very scarce LP in a tune called Blue Skies. Before that, Mr. Donald Byrd with Kofi from 1970. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, and today I'm kind of doing a smooth jazz edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to mash up a little bit of pop, a little jazz, a little this, a little that, and I do hope that you enjoy the mix.
Exploring science in the sea. Most fish in the oceans don't do anything to protect their offspring. They release their eggs, then move on. So most of the eggs get eaten, and most of the fish that hatch get eaten as well. So the few species that do protect their young have an advantage. In fact, other fish sometimes try to profit from that protection by sneaking their own eggs into the nest, so their kiddos get free babysitting from the other parents. Researchers recently studied this behavior in damselfish living on coral reefs in the Philippines. There are hundreds of species of damselfish, most of them small and colorful. Only a handful of species actually cares for its young, though. The parents chase away predators. They also allow the hatchlings to eat mucus from their skin, which helps them grow quickly without leaving the safety of the nest to feed. The research team compared DNA samples from hundreds of fish, both adults and hatchlings, from 40 different broods. They found that the offspring didn't always match the parents. Some of the interlopers were members of the same species as the parents that maintained the brood, but some were of completely different species of damselfish. The research team suggested a couple of possible explanations. Some of the non-matching fish might have drifted over from other nests, but most of them probably hatched from eggs laid in the same nests by species that don't protect their young. So those parents were getting some free babysitting for their newborns. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're tuned to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick, and we're stepping into days of futures past on the Radio Thrift Shop. Mm-hmm. Frank Potenza with Waiting For You. Before that, Plunky and Oneness and Only You. Well, I hope that you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and all of the programs are archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're delving into smooth jazz.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
From 1976, Manfredo Fest with Brazilian Number 1. Before that, we heard Daniel Janin with Trumpet Flower from 1974. Well, I'm the infamous DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, and this week we're doing kind of a smooth jazz thing.
Here's a program from our archives.
There are remote areas of South Central China that are still relatively unexplored. From these regions come persistent reports of a giant ape-like creature called the Wild Man. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
The sounds that we're hearing are sounds of the endangered golden monkey, which lives in deep mountain regions of China. The golden monkey has, for apparently long periods of time, been mistaken for the Wild Man. The reason for this is the golden monkey is a very, very rare animal.
Dr. Frank Poirier is an anthropology professor at Ohio State University. On a visit to China to study the golden monkey, he was shown reports by people claiming to have seen the legendary wild man.
One of the most consistent stories in China about the wild man is that this is a creature that stands anywhere between 6 and 7 feet tall. It's usually reported to have long red hair covering most of its body. It's a large creature in terms of body weight, sometimes 700 pounds. It's a creature that walks erect on its hind legs. Supposedly, it's a creature that does not have language, a creature that's supposedly afraid of fire, a creature that's supposedly basically a vegetarian. If the wild man exists, there are a number of possibilities. One, it's simply a large monkey or a large ape which somehow has escaped detection. A second is that it may well be the descendant of Gigantopithecus, a large ape that most people thought became extinct in China about 400,000 years ago. What is a very far-out possibility, but quite exciting, is what if the wild man is in fact somehow linked to the human evolutionary lineage. That's something that I only sort of dream about, and I can't really fathom what that would do to the ideas that we now have.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
You found the Dusty Grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Chris Rea with On the Beach. Prior to that, we heard Mr. George Shaw and a tune called 6295 S.W. Fisher. What a great name for a song. Probably a great address, too. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. I'm going to cruise on out of here. Thank you for tuning in to the Radio Thrift Shop. Until next time, keep listening, explore your quiet, and respond from the heart. Wishing you many blessings.